The program for Thursday, Wallace. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. We're talking about a man by the name of Philip, the man with an open will, the man that is described as being full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. He had to be open for that to be the case. And how that God used that man in Jerusalem, and how that God used him as he was scattered abroad, and finally the angel directed him to go down this open road. And on this open road, he found an Ethiopian riding in a chariot with an open Bible. Let's notice today how some other things opened up before this man with an open will. And we find today a man with an open heart. Let's read about that in the 8th chapter of Acts, verse 30 and 31. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit down with him. And that's just exactly what happened. I'd like to say today, there is no better combination than an open Bible and an open heart. This man had an open heart. He said, I desire somebody to show me, to teach me from the Word of God. He had an open heart. And I tell you today, this is a prerequisite to becoming a child of God. We must have an open heart. I remember some of the things that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then verse 6, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. To be poor in spirit is to see our spiritual need, to be open to God, to have an open heart, and hunger and thirst after righteousness. I know in the same Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, if you notice verse 22 and 23, the Lord says, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. The eye must be single. Yes, we must have an open heart, one desire, an aspiration. In Matthew chapter 18, again, verse 3 and 4, these are great words spoken by our Lord at another time. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. To be in the kingdom, one must become converted, to become as a little child. Little child, humble, believing, and teachable. And that's just exactly how this Ethiopian was in the 8th chapter of Acts. He desired Philip to get up in the chariot and teach him the Word of God. I'm reminded of the words spoken in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, right on beyond the 8th chapter. And this is when Peter went to the household of the Cornelius, the first convert to Christianity of the Gentiles. And Cornelius was a man seeking the things of God. And Peter went into his household, and Cornelius says in verse 33, he says, Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Here is an example of the ideal audience, the household of Cornelius. People with hearts open. And he says, We are all here present before God, before you, and before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. He says, Just tell us what God says. We want to put it into practice. He had an open heart to God. Oh, would that people today had open hearts to God. If we have an open heart, we can know God's will. Jesus says, If we will to know his will, in John 7:17, we can know it. If we open the Bible with an open heart, the truth will open up and we can understand it. We must have good and honest hearts, as Jesus said in the parable of the sower. Oh, how we need to have our hearts open. Yes, here is a man going down an open road. He found a man with an open Bible, and this man had an open heart. And things are going to happen in a marvelous way. Let's see what happened tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.